Chapter 31, The Ninth Parable, Part 5.
"Now, sir," I said, "tell me about the mountains. Why are some of one shape and color, and others of other shapes and colors?"
"I shall tell you,"
he said.
"These 12 mountains are the 12 tribes that inhabit the whole earth. The Son of God was proclaimed to them by the apostles."
"But why are they varicolored?" I said. "Explain to me, sir, why some of the mountains are one shape and others of another."
"I shall tell you,"
he said.
"These 12 tribes that inhabit the earth are 12 nations. They are varied in understanding and in mind. The varieties of mind and understanding among the nations correspond to the varicolored mountains. I shall explain the conduct of each."
I said, "First of all, sir, show why, though the mountains are of such different colors, when their stones are fitted into the building, that they all become of one color, brilliant, like those that come up out of the abyss." He said,
"The reason is that all the nations that dwell under the heavens, after hearing and believing, are called by one name, that of the Son of God. So, when they receive the seal, they have one understanding and one mind, one faith and one love, and they bear the spirits of the virgins along with the name. Consequently, the building of the tower becomes bright as the sun and of one color. But after they had entered one place and had become one body, some of them sullied themselves and were banished from the society of the righteous, to become what they formerly were, only worse."
I said, "Sir, how did they become worse after having known God?" He said,
"The person who has not known God and commits wickedness receives some punishment for his wickedness. But the person who has known God is required to do no wicked actions and must do good. The person who ought to do good, having known God, and still acts wickedly, certainly seems to commit a greater wickedness than the person who does not know God. For this reason, then, those who have not known God and act wickedly are sentenced to death, whereas those who have known God and have seen His mighty works and yet act wickedly for the second time will be punished and will die forever. In this manner, the Church of God will be purified. For as you have seen the stones removed from the tower and handed to the wicked spirits to be cast out along with them, there shall be one body of the purified. Just as the tower also became as one stone after its purification, in the same way it will be with the Church of God after the purification and the purging of evildoers, the hypocrites, blasphemers, the double-minded, and perpetrators of various crimes. After these have been banished, the Church of God will become one body, one understanding, one mind, one faith, and one love. Then, too, the Son of God will be glad and rejoice in their midst because He has received His people pure."
"All this, sir, is awesome and glorious," I said. "But one more thing, sir," I said. "Explain to me the power and conduct of each of the mountains, so that every soul that trusts in the Lord may hear and praise His mighty, marvelous, and glorious name."
"I shall explain the variety of the mountains and of the 12 nations,"
he said.
"Out of the first mountain, the black one, come believers of this kind, apostates and blasphemers against the Lord, betrayers of the servants of God. Repentance is impossible for them. Death is their destiny, and for that reason also, they are black, because their race is lawless. From the second mountain, the bare one, come believers of this kind, hypocrites and teachers of wickedness. These also are like the first, without fruits of righteousness. Just as their mountain is without fruit, so men of this kind have the name, but are devoid of faith. There is no fruit of truth in them. Therefore, repentance is offered to these if they repent promptly, but if they dally, their portion will be death along with the former.
Sir, why is repentance possible for these, but not for the former? Their actions are practically the same.
The reason why repentance is possible for the second class is because they have not blasphemed their Lord, nor have they betrayed God's servants.
He said,
but from a desire of gain, they acted like hypocrites, and each one taught in accordance with the lusts of sinful men. But they must pay the penalty. However, repentance is offered to them because they have not blasphemed, nor have they betrayed. From the third mountain, with the thorns and thistles, come believers of this kind, the rich and those involved in many business affairs. The thorns are the rich, and the thistles are those involved in varied business affairs. Those who are involved in many varied business affairs do not adhere to the servants of God, but wander in error and are choked by their business preoccupations. The rich have difficulty adhering to the servants of God because they fear that they may ask them for something. Therefore, such people will enter the kingdom of God only with difficulty. So, for these people, it is just as hard to enter into the kingdom of God as it is to walk among thorns without shoes. However, repentance is possible for all these people, but it has to be swift. Since they were formerly idle, they must now hasten back to former days and do something worthwhile. After they repent and do good, they will live to God. But if they persist in their conduct, they will be handed over to those women who will put them to death. From the fourth mountain, with the many weeds, some green at the top but dried at the roots, and some scorched by the sun, come believers of this kind, the double-minded who have the Lord on their lips but not in their hearts. For this reason their foundations are dry without strength. Only their words are living, but their works are dead. People like this are neither alive nor dead. The double-minded are also like this. They are neither green nor dry. They are neither alive nor dead. Just as their weeds wither at the sight of the sun, so also do the double-minded worship idols in their cowardice, and are ashamed of the name of their Lord when they hear of persecution. Thus, people like this are neither alive nor dead. But if they repent swiftly, they will be able to live. But if they do not repent, they are already in the hands of the women who take away their life from them. From the fifth mountain, that is rough with green plants, come believers of this kind, believers who are faithful but hard learners, opinionated and self-satisfied. Though they wish to know everything, yet they know absolutely nothing. Because of their presumption, understanding is far from them, and foolishness and stupidity has entered into them. They praise themselves as though they had wisdom, and they wish to become self-authenticating teachers, although they are destitute of sense. Therefore, on account of this pride, many who exalt themselves have been made empty by their haughtiness. For stubbornness and vain self-confidence is a mighty demon. Many of this group have been rejected, although some repented and believed and subjected themselves to those who had understanding once they realized their own senselessness. For the rest, repentance is possible, for they are not wicked. Rather, they have become senseless and foolish. provided they repent, these persons will live to God. But if they do not repent, they will dwell with the women who devise evil against them. The believers that come out of the sixth mountain, with the great and small clefts and withering plants in the clefts, are of this kind. Those with small clefts are persons who hold things against one another and have withered in the faith because of their backbiting. However, many of this group have repented, and the rest will repent when they hear my commandments, for their backbitings are small and they will repent quickly. But those with large cracks persist in their backbitings and hold grudges in their rage against one another. These have been thrown out of the tower and have been pronounced unworthy of the building. This kind of person will live with difficulty. Now if our God and Lord, who is ruler of all things and has power over all his creation, does not remember evil against those who have confessed their sins, but is merciful, how is it then that a corruptible man full of sins holds a grudge as if he were able to destroy and to save? I, the angel of repentance, declare to all of you who live in such disunion, put this away, repent, and the Lord will heal your former sins, provided you are purified of this demon. If you are not, you will be handed over to him for death. From the seventh mountain, in which there are green and pleasant plants, and which is flourishing in all its extent, where every kind of cattle and the birds of the heavens feed on the plants, and where the plants on which they feed become ever more flourishing from this mountain, come believers of this kind. Persons at all times simple, innocent and blessed, without a grudge against one another, who, on the contrary, always rejoice in God's servants and have clothed themselves with the Holy Spirit of these virgins, who, merciful to every man, lend assistance to them without reproach and without hesitation. Therefore, the Lord, upon seeing their simplicity and childlike guilelessness, has made the labor of their hands flourish and bestowed favor on them in their whole conduct. I, the angel of repentance, declare to you who belong to this group, remain as you are, and your seed will never be wiped out until the end of the age. For the Lord has tested you and has inscribed you in our number. All your descendants will dwell with the Son of God, for you have received from his Spirit. From the eighth mountain, where the fountains are that watered all the Lord's creation, come believers of this kind. Apostles and teachers who proclaim to the whole world, and those who taught the word of the Lord with reverence and purity, persons who do not turn one whit aside for evil desire, but walk at all times in righteousness and in truth, in accordance with the Holy Spirit that they received. Therefore, those of this kind will enter in with the angels. From the ninth mountain, which is deserted and has serpents and wild beasts that destroy men, come believers of this kind. The stones with spots are the ministers who administered their office wickedly and plundered widows and orphans of livelihood, who make profit for themselves out of the ministry which they received to administer. If they persist in the same desire, they are dead, and there is no hope of life for them. But if they turn from their ways and fulfill their ministry with integrity, they can live. The stones that are mildewed are those who denied their Lord and did not turn back to him. Shriveled and wasted, they did not adhere to the servants of God, but live in solitude and are destroying their own souls. These men are like a vine. Left by itself behind a fence, it gets no care and is wasted by weeds. In time, it goes wild and is no longer of any use to the master. In the same way, these men have given themselves up in despair, and in their savage habits, have become useless to their Lord. Therefore, repentance is possible for these men, provided they are not found to have denied from the heart. But if it is found that one of these men has denied from the heart, I do not know whether he can live. This I say not with regard to the present, namely, that one who denies now might obtain repentance. For it is now impossible for a man to be saved who intends to deny his Lord. But there does seem to be a possibility for those who denied him in the past to obtain repentance. So, if one intends to repent, let him hurry before the tower is completed. Otherwise, he will be devastated to death by the women. Now, the chipped stones are deceitful persons and backbiters. They are the wild beasts you saw on the mountain. The words of these men hurt and slay a man, just as the serpents hurt and kill with their venom. These persons are chipped in their faith because of their conduct toward one another. However, some of them have repented and have been saved. And the others of the same kind can be saved if they will undergo repentance. If they do not repent, they will be slain by those women whose power they enjoy. From the tenth mountain, where there were trees affording shelter to some sheep, come believers of this kind. Overseers friendly to strangers, and who gladly receive the servants of God into their homes without dissimulation. They have given shelter unceasingly by their own service to those who were in want and to the widows, and their conduct has always been pure. Therefore, they will be given shelter by the Lord forever. Those who act in this way are glorious in God's sight, and their place is already with the angels, provided they persist to the end in their service to the Lord. From the 11th mountain, where the trees are laden with the weight of various kinds of fruit, come believers of this kind. Those who have suffered for the sake of the name of the Son of God, who bore sufferings cheerfully with their whole heart, and who have laid down their lives.
But sir, I said, why do all the trees bear fruit, but some of them more beautiful fruit than others?
I shall tell you,
he said.
All those who have ever suffered for the name are glorious in God's sight, and all their sins are remitted because they suffered for the name of the Son of God. Now I shall tell you why their fruits are different and why some of them surpass others. All who were tortured and did not deny when called before the magistrates, but suffered with alacrity, are decidedly more glorious in the Lord's sight, and their fruit is superior. But those who were cowardly and lost in uncertainty, who debated in their hearts whether to deny or confess, yet finally suffered, the fruit of these people is inferior, because this deliberation entered their heart. It is an evil deliberation that a servant should deny his own Lord. If any of you have such deliberation, take care, lest it will remain in your hearts and you perish unto God. And you who have suffered for the sake of the name ought to praise God, because he has deemed you worthy of bearing the name, and that all your sins might be healed. Therefore, count yourselves blessed. Consider that you have performed a mighty deed if one of you suffers for God. The Lord is bestowing life upon you, and you are not aware of it. For your sins have weighed you down, and if you have not suffered for the name of the Lord, you would have died to God on account of these sins. This I declare to those who have hesitated between denial and confession. Confess that you hold fast to the Lord, lest you be handed over and put in prison for your denial. If heathen punish their slaves when one of them denies his master, what do you think your Lord will do, who has power over all things? Remove such deliberation from your hearts, that you may live forever to God. From the 12th mountain, which was white, come believers of this kind. They are innocent as infants, into whose hearts no guile enters, and they do not know what wickedness is, constant in their innocence. These believers, then, undoubtedly live in the kingdom of God, because they have not defiled the commandments of God in any regard. All the days of their lives they have innocently persisted in the same resolution. Those who will remain constant and will be like infants without evil guile will be more glorious than all who have been previously mentioned.
He said,
every child is glorious in God's sight and comes to Him before all others. Therefore, blessed are you who have removed wickedness and clothed yourselves with innocence. You will live to God before all the rest.